It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Proust.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to the show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Proust. This is a show where we look at restaurants in Fairbanks, we look at meals we can make at our home, recipes to try and create, events to participate in, beverages to try. The great thing about Fairbanks, it's local food industry, and we have great, fantastic sponsors, and I hope you use them a lot. Today, this evening, Saturday evening, well, this is a pre-recorded show, but this is our final January show, and we've been concentrating on soups. Now, we have a thing called the Super Bowl coming up, and that's always a great one to look at, too. Everyone loves going having a Super Bowl party, doing a Super Bowl food, bringing it over to a friend's house. It's probably one of, besides Christmas and Thanksgiving, it's probably the largest food day of the year, and it is next Sunday. And since this is a Saturday show, I don't know who's going to be in it. I know my Dallas Cowboys are not, and that's going to make a lot of people happy, but that's no reason not to have really good food at the next Super Bowl party, because the Super Bowl is watched by people who don't even watch football because it's a great social event. So think about what you want to do. Think about what you want to make. There's so many wonderful things you can make. But this is soup month, and so what I thought I would do is, you know, it's the last one, and I've not given you a good chili recipe yet. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to make a really good chili. Again, this show is pre-recorded. You can come back and listen to this archived recipe. Go to www.kfrradio.com. Go into the audio archives. Go into Fairbanks Foodies, and this will be under the January soup finale, the last show in January, and it's going to be a good chili recipe. I've made this a number of times, and it's one of my favorites. And this is made for a number of people to go and enjoy it. This is your, we're going to serve 8 to 10 people a bowl, or we're going to serve 12 to 15 people a cup of chili and let them go at it and let them have fun. Now, here's the thing about chili. You make it, throw it in the refrigerator, let it set for a day or two because the flavors come together. It's like any good soup or marinara pasta sauce. Let the flavors meld together. So if you can make this on a Friday or Saturday, Friday night, Saturday morning, and then pull it out and reheat it on a Sunday for the game, it's going to taste even better. The flavors marinate together. So let's go through the ingredients of what you're going to need. First of all, you're going to need 2 pounds of lean ground beef. I use the 80% beef, 20% fat. You need one whole yellow onion. I use yellow onions in mine, not the white onions. I use the yellow ones. It's a little bit more delicate. It's not as face forward with flavor. Go on and get a jalapeno, and with the onion, you're going to dice it. And again, the way you dice the onion is from the top down checkerboard. Cut off the top of the onion, pull off the exterior membrane, and then on one side, every 16th of an inch, you're not going to slice, but you're going to press a very sharp knife down and start going down on a checkerboard style all the way. 1/16th of an inch, rotate it 90 degrees, do it again, press it down, press it down, press it down. Then you're going to turn it on its side, and you're going to slice, make even slices, and you're going to start getting your diced onion. And a good yellow onion is going to give you about a cup to a cup and a half of good diced onion, and it's just perfect for this. Now, my recipe also calls for a jalapeno, but you can use other, you know, don't hesitate to use your favorite type of pepper. One of my favorites also is the Fresno red pepper. Really like that. And I seed, these things are seeded. Put the seeds in there, you're going to get a little bit hotter, and it's going to be too much of a dominant heat. You can add more if you want. You can add less if you want. I like the medium heat, and this is just one jalapeno or one Fresno red. Oh, perfect. Then you know, go out and get four cloves of garlic, and you're going to mince these. You know, you're going to crush them, get the membrane off, then dice them up, slice them up, get them all minced up, ready to go. And then the chili powder. Now, there's many types of chili powder out there. You're going to need 2.5 tablespoons. There's no bad ones, so to speak, but you might have a smoked chili powder. You might have different styles, different types. Fred Meyer, Safeway, they got great ones that you can get over in the dried food section with all the different flavors of your containered tastes. You can get different styles of chili powder. It's really nice over there. And cumin. Cumin is a very earthen tone. You're going to use 1 teaspoon of cumin, the 2.5 tablespoons of chili powder, but 1 teaspoon of cumin. Cumin is a very earthen, so it's going to take up a lot of your taste. You're going to taste that. Then 1 bell pepper. I like using red. It's not as dominant as the green. It's at the end of its cycle of coming to maturity. And I like to dice it and seed it. And I use the red bell pepper. Then you're going to need, go get out and get the 14.5-ounce can of crushed tomatoes, canned. Then you're going to need a can of 19 ounces of kidney beans, canned. And you're going to drain those and rinse those. Get your drain and rinse them out well. Do that. Then you're going to need, go get 2 big tomatoes and dice them up. You cut off the tops and dice them up, and don't squeeze them. Leave the juices in them. And then you're going to need 1.5 cups of beef broth, or I just go get 1 can of beef broth, you know, the 12, 13-ounce can, and use that. Then, if you want to thicken this up just a little bit, 1 tablespoon of tomato puree, if you have it, or tomato paste. You know, opening up an 8-ounce or a 6-ounce can or whatever it is of tomato paste for 1 tablespoon, it's not efficient. So if you have it, great. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. Now, then we're also going to add 1 tablespoon of brown sugar into our mixture here, and then salt and pepper to taste. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the ground beef and the 1.5 tablespoons of chili powder, and in a large pot, we're going to brown it. We're going to get it good and brown, and then get it thoroughly done. This is about a 10 to 14 minute on over medium high heat. Then once you do that, add the onion, your jalapeno, and garlic. Saute it up some more. Then you're going to drain out your waters. You're going to just take it out and you're going to drain it. Then you're going to add in everything else. And you're going to cook this in a nice way on medium heat for about 40, 45, 50 minutes. And you're going to let it come to a simmer and let it simmer for 15 minutes. Then turn it off, cap it, stir it, cap it, walk away from it. After it's cooled down, you got to try a bite. Try a little cup for yourself. You got to try this because it's going to be some good stuff. And then once you do that, try a cup of it. You can add stuff later if you want, but put it in the refrigerator. Let it sit overnight. Let it come to a nice flavor. Then about an hour or two before your event, take a taste of it and compare what this was right now to the day before. And you're going to see a difference in flavor and how robust it is. And you're going to enjoy that. And you're going to understand that when you let this concoction of wonderful ingredients come together and present their flavor, that's why you do it. You want a day or two. So anyway, be able to do that. And that's your chili recipe. It's easy to do. You got a little bit of shopping involved. Takes about, if you do it for an event, It's going to take you about an hour in advance, hour and 10 minutes. So if you're eating at 7 o'clock, start this at 5:30. It's good for 8 people. If you're going to take this to an event, it's good for 10 to 15 good little cups. Everyone will like this. And then what you can do is you can take your sliced cheeses. The cheddar is a good one to put it on top. Also, if you want sour cream, it's good to put on top. Or if you want a little bit of your yellow onion or white onion on top. This is what this soup, this stew, chili, it has its own name. We all know what it is. There are so many recipes for this, and it's American made. It's American made because they name it after a wild plant that you put in it, chili. That's right. So anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Hope you do it. And it's easy to. Anyway, Fairbanks, we are back enjoying our day here. Now, it's winter out. We're coming into spring. Well, we're coming into February anyway. That's next month. But February, it tends to be one of the colder months throughout Alaska. So what we're going to do next month, and I'm giving you a heads up now, we are going to be cooking with cast iron. Next month, during the month of February, every show that I do is going to be not only a dish with made with cast iron, but how to buy one, how to prep it, how to cook with it, how to operate it, a little bit of the history. Those fun things that you can do with cast iron that we can always enjoy. So just a thought, February is cast iron. I've got a few at my house, and boy. So what am I doing Sunday morning for the playoffs? I'm going to be making breakfast with a cast iron steak, and I will share that with you next week. This trying to give you a little eye-opener of those things you might want to do next week. Now, I told you last week that I was going to do a restaurant review of the Wolf's Run restaurant. And sadly, the Wolf's Run restaurant was closed when I went over there. I don't know if it looked like a permanence. I was there on a Friday evening and 7 o'clock. So if you're going to have a restaurant open in Fairbanks, you're definitely going to have it open for a Friday evening in late January. Maybe they're closed during the winter, but as we go along there, I'll let you know. And really wanted to go try their food, but it was not open. Don't know what the ownership there is or what, but I'll keep you apprised of it. So anyway, now what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, hear from our wonderful sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at QualitySales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. And we're adjustable here in Fairbanks. When I went out to the Wolf's Run restaurant and saw that it was closed, I quickly adjusted. So I had two friends of mine, Lisa and Cindy, and we went out to the Greens out on Farmers Loop where they have the restaurant there. Now, here's the interesting thing about the Greens. Are you a cross-country skier? They have a great groomed track there, and it's wonderful. I've used it myself. It's a great groomed track that brings you through the fairways, so you can get some good exercise there during the day, during the lighted hours. And we're getting more lighted hours, and as February goes along, we'll even get more lighted hours. We've already had about an hour and 15 minutes of gained daylight since December 21st, so we're on the way up. But we decided to do a surf and turf, the three of us. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you through what we ordered as our appetizer and then our entree. And then I'll bring you back through what they have for their appetizers, their salads, their main courses, everything that they order, and the desserts. Overall, very good recommendations from us overall. But the first thing that we ordered was the scallops. And never ordered their scallops before. And what they did is they brought out, there's three of us, and they brought out four scallops. And they have these nice seared scallops, perfectly cooked on presentation on four little dollops. Each scallop was on its own dollop of mashed potatoes. And then they finished the sear on in a very nice tart sauce, I'd call it. Not hot, but tasty. Looks a little bit red. They had a little bit of, spice in there. It was very good. And when you have an appetizer that you want more of, and this was it. This was an appetizer we wanted more of. So then we said, okay, that was the scallops. I've had the coconut shrimp there, and the coconut shrimp is wonderful. But I never had the garlic shrimp. So with the garlic shrimp, it comes with in a nice white wine garlic sauce with chopped mushrooms. But then what they do is they take, baked bread style, and they put it in the sauce with you too. And so you're eating the shrimp, and then you're also having the bread in there. And that was another one of those that, boy, we want more of this. We want, we're all looking at each other, and enough is not enough, but we understand we're going to order. So what we did was, and this was by accident. One of us ordered the ribeye, one of us ordered the filet mignon, and one of us ordered the peppercorn New York strip steak. Now, I've had the filet mignon, so I did not order that. Lisa ordered that, and she ordered it medium rare, and it was perfectly done. Now, what they do with each of these steaks came with a sauce in a different way. The tenderloin was served with a demi-glaze. Just very good. The filet mignon is a certified Angus center beef, center cut, 8 ounces. And it comes with mashed potatoes and grilled vegetable and a house salad. But It's on a bed of demi-glaze. Now, what is demi-glaze? You're probably asking. Well, demi-glaze is a rich brown sauce in French cuisine used by itself or as a base for other sauces. The term comes from the word, French word glaze, which means when used in reference to a sauce means icing or glaze. It is traditionally made by combining one part of Espanola sauce and one part of brown stock. So it's the beginning of stocks that you make. It's a thinner one. Lisa's steak was just, when she cut it open, is exactly what you wanted. We all ordered medium rare. And hers was perfect, looked perfect. Just great. Now, Cindy, she ordered the ribeye. She likes ribeyes. Wherever she goes, she orders the ribeyes from what she says. Again, certified beef Angus. This is a 15 to 16 ounce ribeye, also served with the mashed potatoes and grilled vegetables. But what they did is they took this demi-glaze and they thickened it up and they put it in its own container off to the side. So with the filet mignon, the filet mignon was sitting on the demi-glaze. With the ribeye, it had its own little 3-ounce pour cup. Very nice. Brass. Great presentation. Looked fantastic. And again, according to Cindy, perfect medium rare, great steak. One of her favorites in town. She's the ribeye educational person. That's what she likes. That's what she gives. She compares it to wherever she goes, the ribeye, and this is on her top choice. Me, I usually order the filet mignon when I'm there, but this time I ordered the peppercorn New York strip. I've never ordered it. And it came, we all ordered medium rare. So we had three different types of steaks, three different thicknesses. They all came out at the same time. And it was a perfect medium rare. Now, I've won steak state cooking championships. This is a really good steak. And I love a peppercorn steak sauce. Make them myself. This was a very nice cream sauce, peppercorn. And it was presented poured all the way on top versus the filet mignon where steak was placed on top of it and the ribeye where you dipped it in. What they did is they cooked the steak and they took a ladle of the peppercorn cream sauce and poured it on top, and it came with a 14 to 15 ounce New York strip steak, and it was served with the mashed potatoes and the grilled vegetables. The peppercorn cream sauce was very good. It wasn't overpowering, wasn't dominant. It was a very good addition to the steak, so it worked. And then, as I started getting through the steak, it's a medium rare. Your juices start coming out and start melding with your peppercorn cream sauce. So as you're going along, the cream sauce gets a little bit richer and richer with your steak juices that come into it. So it brings you through a whole flavor gamut, which was really nice. So if you go out there, it was a surf and turf night for us. Appetizers were the surf. The entree was the turf. And we all really enjoyed ourselves. Now, I've been out there multiple times, and I'm a big fan. And I really, on the appetizer side, I've had them all. The bruschetta is fantastic. You know, they take fresh mozzarella seeds, vine-ripe tomatoes served on a crostini glazed with a chimichurri or a balsamic vinegar, depending what you want. I always get mine with the balsamic. I'm Italian, so I go that way. Their coconut shrimp. They give you 4 to 5 very large, breaded with panko and coconut. They deep fry them, and then they put their house sauce on them. And it's just so tasty, so wonderful. Then you can get chicken wings there. I've had their chicken wings, and it comes with buffalo or barbecue or my favorite, the garlic parm with the ranch on the side. And they make their own salad dressings out there. We each had a different salad dressing. I had my salad with the blue cheese, homemade blue cheese, large blue cheese crumbles, and they're fresh, very tasty, very good. So, and they also serve steak bites out there, beef tenderloin bites, covered with their demi-glaze. So it's what they serve with their filet mignon. Very, very, very good. Then their main courses, they have the chicken Alfredo. I've had that, the steak pasta, the Alaskan halibut. I've seen it. It looks wonderful. I've never had it. I don't eat fish. That's my fault. That's my issue. I'd recommend it. I've had their chicken parmesan. Wonderful. They have a good Alaska salmon, a 6-ounce grilled Alaska salmon. Oh, man. There's their gorgonzola steak. That's the next one. That's their 16-ounce ribeye with the gorgonzola cheese. That's the only steak we didn't have. I've had it before. It's great. Then they also give you a full rack of lamb. And, you know, there's only a few restaurants that give you a very good rack of lamb, and they're wonderful. Now, but what I also saw coming out of the kitchen a lot, and I got to try one of these. They have two burgers out there, and they had this Hall of Fame burger that they were telling me about. Now, the owner, Eduardo, he also owns the Burger Zone. So he already makes one of the best burgers in town. So they got this down pat. The Burger Zone, certified Angus beef, which is a steak patty, served on a brioche bun and caramelized onions and mushrooms. Oh, man. That's the Hall of Fame burger. Then the Greens burger. That's your steak patty on a brioche bun with caramelized onions and mushrooms. Oh, boy, they're both good. And it comes with either the Greens burger comes with either pepper jack, cheddar, or Swiss. And very good. And you can also get their lamb chops, I've had that, excellent. And their mac and cheese, surf and turf. So just a wonderful assortment. And then, to end it off with, you got to have a dessert if you want. We didn't. We were quite happily fulfilled with our food. You can get their brownie out there or their mocha mousse, which the mocha mousse, they got a great big brownie, rich, decadent, homemade brownie. Talked with a scoop of their vanilla ice cream with chocolate dome on top. Oh, my goodness gracious. And then they have their mocha mousse, which is a soft, dark chocolate mousse with a coffee whipped cream on top of it. So many, many, many good things. Or their Bailey's cheesecake, and I love cheesecake, and Bailey's is a great addition. So, Fairbanks, that's our show. Remember, you can make this chili that we did today, our final of soup month, a good chili. And you can serve that tomorrow for your playoff games or for next weekend's Super Bowl in 2 weeks from now. And then February, it's going to be the cast iron cooking month. Every show, we're going to do something with cast iron. We're going to enjoy ourselves. That's our show. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you eat well, live well, be well. We're in Fairbanks, so you should be enjoying yourself. I'll see you next Saturday night.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.